From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ira Millman reporting a political battle is underway on Washington's Capitol Hill. U.S. President Barack Obama is on the Hill Wednesday to rally Democratic lawmakers to protect his landmark health care legislation. Vice President-elect Mike Pence was there, too, to talk with Republicans about their agenda, which includes repealing the program frequently referred to as Obamacare. The dueling meetings highlight one of the major upcoming battles as the White House transitions from Obama to President-elect Donald Trump. Pence told reporters Wednesday the first order of business is to repeal and replace Obamacare. Trump has called Obamacare a lousy program that cost far too much, and while he has not laid out specifics of a plan to replace it, he has made it clear he wants to. He continued to criticize what he called the failed Obamacare disaster on Twitter on Wednesday. A focus on the contrasting policy positions of Obama and Trump will likely be on display next week when the president gives his farewell address followed the next day by Trump's first major news conference since being elected in November. The Senate Foreign Relations Committee is holding a closed-door briefing tomorrow for members to learn more about the Obama administration's response to suspected Russian interference in the 2016 election and harassment of U.S. diplomats. Also, U.S. intelligence officials, including National Intelligence Director James Clapper, are set to testify Thursday in an open session by the Senate Armed Services Committee. President Barack Obama struck back at Moscow last week with a set of punishments targeting Russia's leading spy agencies that the U.S. has accused of meddling in the presidential campaign. This is VOA News. U.S. President-elect Donald Trump heads into the crucial first 100 days of his presidency with a golden opportunity, a Republican-controlled Congress. But as VOA's Catherine Gibson reports from Capitol Hill, the first day of the new Congress gave an indication that ambitious Republican policy plans for health care, tax reform, and spending cuts are not a sure thing.
Controversy on the first day of Congress. Republicans and Democrats sparring as they hold what are usually routine leadership elections. The flashpoint? Republicans proposing changes in House rules, limiting an independent watchdog office's ability to investigate lawmakers' ethical breaches. President-elect Donald Trump, who campaigned on the popular line about D.C. corruption, tweeted the timing wasn't right. Just as the pomp and circumstance of swearing in leadership and new members got underway, Republicans backed down. The changes were too big a distraction as Capitol Hill Republicans looked to the hard work ahead. Catherine Gibson on Capitol Hill, VOA News.
The White House says President Obama plans to transfer abroad more suspected terrorists held at the U.S. Detention Center at Guantanamo Bay, Cuba, before he leaves office January 20th, rebuffing Donald Trump's call to end such releases. The facility, which opened under former President George W. Bush after the 2001 terrorist attacks in the United States, has been used to house prisoners captured by the U.S. and its allies in the fight against al-Qaeda and other terror groups in the Middle East and Afghanistan. The center has been a lightning rod for criticism by human rights activists, as many of the detainees have been held for years without trial, and some have been subjected to torture in an effort to obtain evidence to use against them in trial. A military court convicted an Israeli soldier of manslaughter Wednesday over his fatal shooting of a wounded and incapacitated Palestinian assailant in the occupied West Bank last March. Sentencing of 20-year-old Sergeant Alor Azaria will be handed down at a later date. Hundreds of far-right protesters demonstrated in support of Azaria outside a military base in central Tel Aviv, where the verdict was handed down. Former Nigerian rulers have banded together to sing a hymn for peace in their troubled nation. The former leaders, many white-haired and in their 80s, sing "O God, Our Help in Ages Past" in sometimes shaky tenor and bass notes. One Twitter user calls the VIP choir a rogues gallery, while others accuse them of being responsible for the woes of the resource-rich country. I'm Ira Millman in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.